Hi, everyone. I'm Justin IT Walker, and I'm on with Nina from Straight Talk. And I'm here to hopefully bring you guys some great value and help you lead better lives through your businesses and personal.
What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. So today, I have Justin IT Walker. Y'all heard me? Okay, he is a man whose life is a living testimony of redemption and resilience and divine purpose, and I really enjoyed meeting him. I was on his podcast, which you guys gotta go check out, okay? Now, he was adopted in chaos, shaped by abuse, addiction, incarceration. Justin faced a near-fatal overdose that left him with a brain bleed and cardiac arrest. But what he couldn't have been is, you know, he didn't realize that this was going to be the preface of his awakening. Now, in that moment, a voice told him that his life had greater freaking meaning. It probably didn't say freaking, but I'm saying freaking, okay? It had greater meaning. Now, Justin is dedicated to helping others break cycles of pain, to find the healing that they need, and to lead with authenticity and purpose. So I cannot wait to dive into this conversation with Justin. What's up, yo? What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm so glad you're here. I'm glad you're here. You know, I know I said a mouthful about your testimony and your life, but I really want to have this conversation with you because it is those that I find that have been through something that has really been a tough time or something that has really transformed your life that helps you find purpose, right? And so I want to start off with that, Justin. Like, who are you? Who are you, Justin?
Who is any of us really? Do we actually exist? Are we really here?
Right. I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes I think we're in the matrix, honestly.
You know, that's how I feel before I woke up from my near-death experience. Mm. I was stuck in the matrix. I was stuck on that hamster wheel.
Yeah. Tell me about that, though. What caused you to get up until that point? What was happening in life?
Yeah, so I was diagnosed with ADD and on the autism spectrum at a young age. And from that, I always knew that I was different. Didn't quite fit into places. I didn't interact with people the same. I didn't connect with them the same. I didn't understand that. And that led me all the way through my teen years. I got into cocaine, alcohol, partying, and drinking. Mm. And I found that as kind of my way to numb being so different.
Right.
To connect, disassociate from my own self and body and who I thought I was.
Mm.
And just blend in with everyone else within the matrix.
Is that what took you to the place of overdosing? Because that's what I read, right? I think it was the overdosing is what caused the brain bleed and the cardiac arrest, right?
Yeah.
That must have been a very tense, scary moment.
It actually wasn't.
Mm.
Like, it was so calm. It was like it's like something was like uplifted from me and I was like so calm and I realized, well, in the end, nothing really matters. And it's just so calm and just, I'm overdosing. Shoot, let me do something now. I was just so calm. The most clarity and calmness I ever felt in my life. And it was very strange. Very strange. And now I'm working to get back to that point without the drugs and alcohol, you know?
Right.
I found it can be done.
So you're looking for that calmness and peace in your life is what you're saying.
Yeah, through all the healing.
You said something very interesting because you just said, I realized that there was no meaning or no whatever. Did you find some meaning? Do you have faith in your life? Is God a part of this? Like, how did you come to that? Did you come to that?
So I'm actually on the journey of defining what God means to me.
I gotcha.
Understanding that God is in all things and all people. Okay. And learning how connected we are as a universe. Quantum mechanics and quantum physics helped me learn how to connect with the reality around me and find what God inside of me means to me and how to connect to that around the world, around, connect the world and me around that.
So, your story, you know what? And that'll be a lifelong journey, right? It's always a lifelong journey. I know I found God and, you know, my faith in Christ in my later years as well. And it was something that he rocked my world. And that's how I realized that there was something bigger, better, and, you know, more significant than I. And your story is big. You know, it begins with like a lot of deep chaos and pain. What do you think is the moment then that stood out for you for you to realize that leadership could be born from this suffering, right? Because now you're helping, you're dedicating yourself to helping people break cycles of pain and find healing and lead with authenticity. So what was that moment for you? How did you realize, listen, leadership, suffering, this can work?
So I actually had three pivotal moments in my life. I had three separate paradigm shifts. And usually some people never experience one. Mm-hmm. But there were just three pivotal moments. One when I was 7, one was around 25, and then this one around 37, I had the overdose. And from those moments, I realized like something, when I had the overdose, like something was taken from me and also given to me. Mm. It's almost like I was like a phoenix rising from the ashes. Wow. I get my life and scroll and what I needed to do was given to me. But I had a long road ahead of healing and figuring it all out, putting certain systems into my life, like fitness, Krav Maga, building a business, learning how to get my humanity back to me. Mm. I lost my humanity and all the drugs and everything. I was just lost. I almost felt like I looked back on it, like a demon had a hold of me.
I believe that. Now you, I did read that you were incarcerated, right? Was that a long while or a little stint?
I was in between the ages of, I want to say 18, 19 to like 25. Okay. It was a long time. Okay. It was like, I think in total, maybe 30 days in total.
Okay. It was like a repetitive thing?
Because I was being in trouble. I was violating my probation. And because of that, my mom used that against me to my probation officer because I was dressing all punk rock at the time. Mm-hmm. She hated the road I was going down. So I got those violations. I got put back in there or house arrest or some crap along the way.
Right. And that didn't even stop you, huh? It took that moment. It took that deep moment of having that, well, basically almost dying. Right. Because that's what was happening. Right. So, you know, you've been through now like the addiction, the incarceration. I mean, even that clinical death, really. Right.
Yeah.
So
pivotal moment.
Yeah. What do you think that moment, that pivotal moment revealed to you about your purpose? What is your purpose? What is the meaning of life for you now?
Yeah, well, it actually showed me a lot of things that it put things into perspective and clarity that I always felt deep in my soul throughout my life, but I could never understand it. I was never willing. I didn't put drug alcohol down long enough and sit with myself and cry and pause long enough to really understand it. Mm-hmm. When I went through that overdose, fell down the stairs, got the brain bleed, went to the hospital, I had time to recover in that hospital and meet amazing nurses that really helped heal me. And through all that, I just realized like from doing I had to put a lot of work in.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just, I know my purpose. I know what I need to do. Mm-hmm. I had to build systems, build things into place to really actually help myself define that purpose more and more. But I knew that I was here to, so my whole life, I knew I was here to help people. I didn't understand. I didn't get it. I didn't understand how. Mm. I didn't understand why I was so different, why I connected differently. Until that fatal night, and that helped me understand more clarity, the purpose that I'm here for, what I need to do. Now, each day, it's being revealed more and more, because some of it still, I'm not quite understanding it to a point, but it just keeps revealing more and more that I'm on that path of healing, of helping other people, of being of service to people.
I love that.
And that's what I've been learning. When we're of service and help people, whatever tools and things that we know how to use, that it feels great. It's something that connects you with the universe, with God, with people in such a way that most of us run away from.
Right. I know. That's true.
For some reason.
That is true. And, you know, I love that you could have taken this so many different ways. Like, you could have definitely walked out of that hospital bed and not give two hoots about anybody or anything and kept going down that same road. Now, I know when I was reading, you know, your bio and reading everything about you, that you had another pivotal moment, I believe, when you relapsed. I think it was 2023 or something, right? So, after being sober for like 2 years. And I'm just wondering, was that another turning point for you? Did that become a turning point rather than another tragedy? Or what did that do for you?
So 2023 was when I had the overdose. Before the
overdose. Oh, it was. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So before the overdose, I was sober for about almost 2 years.
Oh, I see. Okay.
The key was I didn't shift my mind, my identity. I was still the same asshole I was doing drugs, just not doing drugs anymore.
I didn't
understand I had to shift and become someone else.
Oh, that's so good.
A lot of people in addiction, they do. They stop doing drugs, but they're still that same piece of crap they were when they were doing drugs. They don't do the deep work. They don't get on that journey of changing your mindset, your identity, this deep down figuring out what you mean to yourself and understanding how love and compassionate we are as human beings.
That's a lot of work. Yeah, no, it is a lot of work, right? And it's something I think people need to understand, that it's not going to be a one and done, that it's not something that you just decide, this is what I'm going to do, and then you do it. And I think
that's a good way to relapse again.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say that. It's a good way to get to just stay in your garbage. And the truth is we see too many influencers, gurus, whatever, you know, they try to make it seem like it's going to be super easy. And all you got to do is do steps 1, 2, and 3. And I learned, being a coach myself, that is not true.
They don't show the dirty.
Yeah, they don't show the dirty and all the effort and the work, you know, and so people buy into these programs and stuff and they're disillusioned. And I mean, just recently I was speaking to a woman and she was like, Nina, I want to join your program, but I've paused my program for a little bit. So I'm like, well, let's talk about the program you were in. Because she paid like over $30,000 to be in it. And I'm like, so how amazing was that? And I'm trying to do the positives. And she goes, well, I left really burnt out and broke. And I'm like,
she wasn't doing the work.
I said, did you do the work? She goes, I did a lot of the work. That's why I was burnt out, but I wasn't getting the results they told me. So here's two things. One, I think, is because you go in with the illusion that this is going to be the end all be all of what you need. And then sometimes though, it's the illusion of the person, but sometimes it's the illusion that the person who's selling you the program gives you.
Yes.
Right. So there's both
one
things.
Size fits all.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Now you went through this overdose experience. And I think I was reading in your bio how you heard that voice that kind of started to change your experience, right? Your destiny, your divine intervention, like the whole thing. And I want to know, how has that translated into your definition of leadership? Because this is what you do now. Right. Yeah. So how did it evolve from that survival mode to guiding others towards transformation? How are you using all of this in your life and to impact the world?
So I'll keep it simple and then I'll explain more.
Yeah.
Accountability and showing up for myself.
Yes. Good.
Those things. I had to understand what self-leadership meant. If I couldn't lead myself, if I couldn't be there for myself, how the hell am I going to be there for my family, my boss, the people I'm working with? I'm showing up half-assed and I'm showing up with all my trauma and dumping it onto them and reacting and lashing out because of all the stuff that I went through, thinking it's their fault, blaming everyone else, not looking and understanding this is my fault.
Yeah.
I'm learning most leaders don't do this work. They lash out. They're angry. They tell you what to do. Yep. They stand on top of the pyramid. They don't realize that we're all so different and unique. They need to stand on the bottom. If they don't do the same work, why are they trying to have other people do that same work?
Yeah.
No. So they need to stand on the bottom of the pyramid and help hold them up, help guide them, help be that person that truly leads them from the heart, from the soul. Because that's what we need.
That's the truth. Beings. Yeah. What are you doing with your clients right now? How are you? Do you have like a system in which you work in, like a way to get them from this point to the next level they're trying to get to?
So yeah, so I'm actually working on two different things right now. So I'm working on growing my cybersecurity business.
Oh, great. With an
emphasis on human connection. And I just now started thinking about, I had a conversation with one of my partners yesterday about actually doing maybe a coaching business.
Oh, okay. Keep
coming back to me that the way I'm connecting, what I'm doing, I'd be doing a disservice to just do cybersecurity.
Right.
I'll also do like mentorship and helping. I'm still so trying to figure out.
How do you do cybersecurity with a human connection? You got to explain that, Justin.
Yes.
How in the world?
So first, there's so many technology companies. They're like, oh, you install this, you'll be safe no matter what. They promise you the world and they charge you thousands of dollars and you still get hacked. Things still don't change. You're out of a lot of money. But I'm trying to be more transparent with this because it's not about just technology. It's about community. Mm. It's about changing the mindset of how you're approaching cybersecurity.
Oh.
It's a behavior change. It's like I'm doing this work in healing. Mm-hmm. It's a behavior and mindset that has to happen. Habits have to change in order for people to get on board, understand why they're doing stuff, why it's important. So it takes the whole company. And I'm fusing together these healing, these habits and consistency with cybersecurity so people can be fully protected. And no one's going to be ever 100% protected.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. It's never going to happen. That is a lie.
Right.
It's a community that comes together to help us protect companies better. When the receptionist or the janitor, when they know and understand what they have to do, and they play a big part in this also, and you get them to buy in and on board, then that's what helps protect the entire company.
That's amazing.
From the bottom up. So, yeah.
I love that idea.
That's kind of what I'm on right now.
Yeah, that's really cool. I'm trying to like see that practically put in place, right?
It's hard.
Yeah.
People don't want to change their habits. They're stuck where they want to be.
Right.
I talk to them about healing and just their life. So I've noticed, I've worked at companies, a lot of people talk to me like I'm their therapist. They can find on me, they feel comfortable.
Right.
Like I'm their CEO. I'm like, I'm your IT guy. But I realize I guess I'm more than that. They trust me more like that.
That's so fun.
I can help them buy into not just healing, but being better for themselves, but for their company also.
Right. That's really cool. So because you mentioned, you know, the janitor, the receptionist. So are you working from, I'm assuming you're working from the top down, right? From like CEOs and business owners and small business owners, you know, down, correct?
Yeah, so I know I said from bottom up, but it's from top down because the CEO has to buy into it. If the CEO is not on board and if they don't understand, not involved in the process, then everyone else is going to be like, well, why should I? Why do I care? He doesn't care. She doesn't care.
How do you practically put this in place? This is so interesting. Interesting. So a CEO is listening right now because a lot of CEOs, business owners, you know, coaches, things like that, listen to my show. So what does this look like, Justin? What does this look like? Because I'm trying to wrap my head around this amazing view of what you're saying, right? Because I'm doing the same thing in my life, but in culinary. I'm combining culinary and community and faith and all of that together. And it looks different than what people do. Right.
It
so I want to know.
Different.
Yeah. So I want to know what. So talk to the CEO right now.
Yeah.
What is
I don't have
like?
It all figured out.
That's
I'm
okay.
Working on it.
Let's figure it out.
It's just like having a conversation, asking them like what kind of like getting really, a little bit personal with them. Mm-hmm. Kind of seeing what their life looks like, where they want to be, why, asking them what their why is and where they want to be with their business, you know, and just kind of getting to know them, their family. And just kind of tying that into seeing what habits they already have in place, where they're trying to go with the business, where they see their future and their vision at.
Okay.
Some CEOs don't have visions, and they should. They can't play it by ear.
They should.
I don't know how they've done that.
Right.
But just having those conversations, kind of almost like a coach, you know?
Yeah, that's really cool because what you're doing is you're saying, listen, you want this vision, but people are selling you this cybersecurity that doesn't match where you're going.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Ah.
A lot of people buy, spend $100,000 on stuff. Yeah, we're protected. And then they'll never hear from the IT team again. But we spend all that money, but on what?
What is cybersecurity?
Cybersecurity is the protection of systems and the training of people.
Okay.
So
it's like it's all the systems that run your business.
I like to be I like to explain it as the combination of people and systems together. People, yeah. Systems, and technology.
Well, yeah, because people use the systems.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's okay. I love that.
So I have these talks with people sometimes that, well, just give me a price to why I need to buy to be protected. And I'm trying to explain to them that's not how it does, or that's not how it works.
Right.
No.
Well, yeah, because if you have a system, and even if you have cybersecurity, but you don't have anybody using it correctly or doing the right things, it doesn't matter, right? Like, I'm also a professor, right? So at the college where I work, they are constantly, you know, IT is on us like white on rice to make sure we're not doing a lot of things.
They're tracking everything.
Yeah, they track everything. And they also send like great emails on like, you know, today we had this, you know, like they try to make it very personalized and very engaging, right? Educational, because it's an education, you know, it's a college. But I love that because I'm seeing now your vision. I'm seeing like what you're trying to do here. And I think that's so brilliant, right? And it's a way of like you also connecting not just the cybersecurity to the system, but connecting the people to the people. Because if the CEO can get everybody on board and they can work together in this, that company culture can shift.
That's what has to happen. Without the culture, without cybersecurity being part of the culture, it's gonna be a downfall. It's not gonna work.
And it's not something people think about, Justin. They don't. They think, let me go get that. You know, I don't know that. That's
this is cheaper. Plug this in. Connect the continuous function over here.
Exactly. I love what you're doing. I love how you're growing that. And I love your story. I love who you are too, right? So I want you to tell us, for anybody who's listening right now who feels trapped, maybe they're trapped in their addiction, they're trapped in their shame, they're trapped in hopelessness, they don't know how to bridge the gap in community or culture. You know, what would be your message to somebody like that right now? Because I know personally that I have spoken to so many successful and thriving CEOs who have dealt with this exact thing, right? Being stuck, having addiction in their life, trying to get through it, feeling a little bit of shame because they're trying to lead teams, but they're struggling with this, right? So I'm just wondering, from a person who has been there, done that, and now helping others, what do you want to say to them?
Yeah, you know, I've been that person, you know, the IT guy that was very not patient, yelling, talking over people's heads, not understanding how to connect with people. And going through that, I realized that we can rewrite our stories. Whatever's going on with you today and being stuck in that loop and that timeline over and over, that can change. Yes, but you have to be able to take the action to understand whatever story loop you're in right now does not have to be the same tomorrow.
That's right.
You can really go in there and rewrite those stories and change it. That's why we believe in quantum mechanics. So these realities and our universe are so connected by how you show up. We're connected by frequencies. And that frequency of yours can be constantly moving depending on how you're growing or not growing.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes one act, step by step.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people, start with fitness. You get 10 to 15 minute breaks every day at work, or if you work from home, you should be taking a break. You should be going all the way through.
Yeah.
I tell people, take those 15 minutes, just start going outside walking for 15 minutes. Just do that every day. Start once a day.
I did that for
3 years before I got to the point I was for my 2 years sober.
No. That's so good. Yeah.
Step by step. Don't try to climb the mountain in one day. I tried that. You fall right back down to addiction in your old ways.
Yeah. That's so good. Thank you. Step by step, taking your time, doing what's right, rewriting your story. And you know what's funny is we don't even realize that we already rewrite stories. Like when we think about our past, we already rewrote it. Like when we thought about it, like how it actually happened and how you're explaining it today has a lot of new nuances to it because you've evolved and you've grown and you've had perspective. And so you start adding to the story naturally because we are always rewriting. We're always rewriting, right? And that's why, you know, trying to stay stuck in the past doesn't work because it is rewritten so many times. I mean, it, yes, some event did happen, but we probably added way more things to it, or our emotions or whatever, that really made a difference anyway. So sometimes we're stuck in a lie.
We're stuck in that victim loop. Like, we have to reframe. These things are not happening to you. They happened for you.
Yeah, that's right.
How bad it was, this happened to you for a reason. Maybe because this happened to you because you now need to empower and embody that to empower others so it doesn't happen to them.
Right. I love that. Thank you for doing everything you're doing in the world. Thank you for like having a whole new vision, a whole new different way of doing things. Because I don't think I've spoken to anybody who does IT with a human a human aspect to it. I think that's a really great way to reach the world, right? Because all of us are connected through IT at some level.
Technology, universe.
Security, all of that is connected.
Help change your habits in every way you can.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so good, Justin. Good for you, man. I love that. Okay. So before we wrap up, I know I came on a little late and you have to go. So I want to respect you and your time, but I do want you to let everyone know, because I know you have a podcast. So let's talk about, you know, give them the podcast, where to listen, where can they follow you on socials? And if you have a website, the whole thing. So give us the info.
Okay, go. What was the question again? Just kidding. You guys can follow me. My podcast is Multiverse Technology Podcast. And you can follow that multiversetechnologypodcast.net. And then if you want to reach out to me, that's at justinitewalker.net. And I'll take you to my LinkedIn. You can send me a message, email, just have a conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's make sure we stay connected. I think that's amazing. I love what you're doing. I love your podcast. I love the conversations you're having on there. And I'm glad and thank you for having me on too. That was really fun. I really appreciate your time and who you are, Justin. And, you know, keep impacting the world, because when you go through the things that you go through, and again, I know you're on your journey, but I know that those things are not wasted and that God will use them to impact the lives of others. And so I'm grateful to God for you getting through it. I'm grateful to God for your relapse too, because your relapse is what makes you really recognize that there's something bigger and higher and better for you.
Right? I wouldn't give it back for the world.
Yeah. Amen. Oh, I just love this. Thank you so much for being here with me, Justin. I appreciate
you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me and Justin. I'm going to make sure to link all of his information below. He is such a cool dude, right? Yeah, I know. I know. I only have cool people up on here, you know, so make sure that you follow him. I'm going to link his information because I want you to listen to his podcast and I want you to listen to the conversations. He's having real, like real authentic, deep conversations about business and life and traumas and all the things, right? It's not just IT, but I love the fact that somebody's bringing to the world IT and human in humanity, like wrapped in one. And how does that look? And what does that look like? And how do we then put that in our businesses to shift the culture of what we have? So thank you guys for being here. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Can y'all make sure y'all like, share, subscribe, all the things? Thank you. Until next time.